software as a service company.
The biggest difference is, in my opinion, is our work.
Inside Olympia London, artificial intelligence is difficult to avoid. On the opening day of London Tech Week, companies were demonstrating software, startups were presenting new ideas, and visitors were moving between stands, panel discussions, and meetings.
We are happy to be here, you know, from many countries, many technology firms. Some of them are just startups, some of them are, you know, the leaders of the technology market. So we are also really happy to meet those people here.
The event is taking place across the capital this week, with a program focused on AI, business transformation, deep technology, and startup growth. But beyond the conference agenda, one question runs through much of the discussion. How is artificial intelligence moving into the tools people already use? One of the companies I spoke to was Notion, a workspace and productivity platform used by students, individuals, and businesses. Its representative said the company has been developing the platform by adding AI features.
Hi, so I'm Hannah. I am our marketing manager for the UK at Notion. We're here at London Tech Week for the next 3 days to meet some of our community, to find out what new developments there are in AI in the space overall, and hopefully to meet some more Notion fanatics. That's the plan. We have some really good brand awareness in different types of audiences. So we have really, really good brand awareness across students. We have, like you mentioned, a lot of people that would use Notion for their degrees, for their dissertations, for all of their planning. We're actually now a fully connected AI workspace versus possibly how they know us from before.
That reflects a wider shift in the technology sector. AI is increasingly built into existing platforms rather than offered only as a separate product. For users, the appeal may be practical. Help with organizing information, drafting text, summarizing material, or managing tasks. For businesses, the argument is often about productivity, saving time, reducing repetitive work, and making teams more efficient.
My name is Abhishek Rungta. I am founder and CEO of INT. We provide platforms, products, and services to ensure that companies get final outcomes, which benefits them in the ways that they expect, and at times ways they don't expect. We have two major platforms that we have launched and which we are talking about here.
Do you prioritize like security of information?
Of course, yeah. So this is, we prioritize your cost structure, because public cloud GPTs are pretty expensive because you have to pay for tokens. We basically help you create your entire infrastructure and make sure that your GPT runs your own LLM. We also make sure that your GPT is ring-fenced. This means your data never goes out. The entire operation takes place within your system.
Many companies at London Tech Week describe their work as solving practical problems, but the wider debate around AI is more complicated. The technology is often discussed here in terms of growth, investments, and efficiency. Outside the conference environment, the question may feel more personal. Could AI change the type of work people do? London Tech Week continues this week with discussions across the city on AI, enterprise technology, deep tech, and startup growth. My visit to the opening day showed how quickly AI is becoming part of mainstream business products. For now, the technology industry is presenting AI as a tool for productivity and growth. The test will be whether it can also be made trustworthy, accessible, and genuinely useful in everyday life. Noor Mohammed reporting from Olympia, London.
Typically a step away from the art, so people work.